path. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
How does that feel, baby?
Lower.
How does that feel, baby?
That joke's 100 years old.
I know. I know, but it's still funny.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We have, I would say, at least 15 women working here, and there's no coffee made.
What?
No.
That is unacceptable.
I know. We don't have any coffee made, and at least 15 women.
Whoa. Man. That's crazy.
Seem right?
Doesn't seem right. Good afternoon and welcome to the last day of June. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, that was,
that's 3rd of June. I love that bit. Even if I'm the only one, I'll keep doing as long as I enjoy it. Kind of a slow day today. Not a whole lot going on. I know it's summer and it's cold.
It's a hazy day.
Summer and it's
lazy,
cold.
Lazy, hazy. I mean, I'm sorry. You know what? I've got a brain tumor. I must have a brain
summer
tumor.
Summer and it's cold.
I know it's summer and it's hot.
Summertime and it's cold outside.
There's something wrong with it. That's how much stress I'm under, that I would say something like that. So it's hot, and this is
cold time somewhere in the city.
Back of my neck getting icy and gritty. I just wondered. And I don't even know why I wondered this morning. And I'm going to mention a product that years ago everybody had, and I never even hear of it now. Electric blankets.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember when everybody had electric, and yes, it had that glowing light-up dial, and you could crank it up to real hot? Everybody had them.
It was usually like that tan, yellowish.
Yeah.
They're still out
like
there.
Felt
and it wasn't even
fleece.
Really a blanket. It was like a big heating pad.
And you
something.
Could feel the cords in there.
The wires.
Yeah.
I never see one. I don't see one for sale, even in the winter.
Oh,
I
see them.
Angela still uses heating pads every once in a
while.
Well,
not heating pads, I still see that.
I've seen the heating blankets, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they were so popular years ago that, you know, like the savings and loans, open an account and get an electric blanket.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a big deal.
Wasn't there issues with them catching fire or something?
Yeah, that's not a good thing when you're sleeping and your blanket bursts into flames.
No.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's
I hate
never
that
good.
When that happens.
I was dreaming I was in a fire.
And I woke up and my blanket was on fire. Well, there used to be a stupid joke. Hey, I dreamed I was eating a 5-pound marshmallow, and I woke up and my pillow was gone. That was a joke. That was an actual joke. There's not a lot to talk about today, which means, and the good news for you folks, is you get to call. See, the phone's already ringing for me and my gal, and we'll take your calls. That. You did? You didn't know that?
I did.
That's sad that you knew
I know.
That. It really
is.
It's sad that you know that song because you're not even old enough to know the song.
I only know that song from...
What musical is that from? The bells are
no
ringing
idea.
For me and my gal. It has to be
no
a musical.
Clue.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing.
Oh, you don't know what it's from?
No. I have no idea. I don't even know the whole song, which is... I don't even know why I did that. But songs pop into my head for weird reasons.
There was a musical called Bells Are Ringing.
There you go.
Was that it?
So there's not a whole lot. So we'll take your calls. We'll kick some stuff around.
If you,
what?
For Me and My Gal by Judy Garland with Gene Kelly.
Ding dong, ding
wow.
Dong,
am I glad I missed this?
Hear the bells go ding dong. Do you know? Do you know why they're ringing?
Why no?
Why no?
I don't know why they're ringing.
Is that Gene Kelly?
Well, you're gonna get
sounds like
a
breathing
big
helium.
Surprise.
This says it's from the movie For Me and My Gal.
The bells are ringing.
That's lesbian. That's lesbian talk.
Gal.
Hold on. Stop it. This is Judy Garland saying the bells are ringing for me and my gal. This is back in the, what, 40s or 50s? Well, I can't believe
1942.
Can't believe that. You know what? They just didn't. They missed it. It's like
Brenda
Lee's Christmas song.
I
think she might have been. Here's the other thing I know, and I'm not making this up. Remember George Jacobs, the guy who was
Jingleheimer Frank Sinatra? Schmidt?
No. The guy who was Frank Sinatra's valet for 15 years and wrote the book Mr. S. Okay? He just died a couple of years ago. 15 years he was with Sinatra. Lived with him, worked for him. He was his personal valet. And I met George Jacobs, and we had him interviewed on the show, and he gave me a copy of the book. And off the air, he told me, in addition to a lot of other things about how many women Sinatra had, my goodness, this guy had a stable of, he had a lot of notches on his bedpost. But he said it was well known in Hollywood that the best Monica, meaning like Monica Lewinsky, out there anywhere, was given by Judy Garland.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's what he told me.
Wow.
Everybody knew.
You would think Frank would know.
Frank would know.
Yeah.
Judy Garland gave the best Monicas. Now, when you're really young and you're watching, you want to see the wizard, you never would think of that or think that that would, you just, it's like two different people or different worlds. But they have two lives, those people. They have the lives we see, and then they have their real, usually screwed up lives. If you folks would like to talk, apparently some of you would, about anything, we'll just take your calls now. The Burke segment can wait. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Look at that, lighting up. And we haven't even done anything wrong yet,
no.
I don't think. Let me talk to Barbara. Barbara, how are you?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to tell a funny story about electric blankets. We used to play cards with our friends and put our kids to bed in their bed, and their kids were in bed, and all of a sudden their three-year-old son came out and he said, "My room is hot." And of course his mother tried to ignore him, and his father did, and finally, "You go back and go to bed." "Well, I can't, my room is hot." And we finally, after much complaining, got back to his bedroom, and sure enough it was full of smoke. And the electric blanket was on fire.
And you're laughing at that, Barbara.
Oh, good parents.
Kids used to jump on the bed.
Barbara says, "Here's a funny story. This kid almost burned to death."
Oh, little Johnny. Quit making stuff up. Go back to bed.
Come on.
Go back to bed.
Stop pulling pranks like catching yourself on fire.
My room is hot.
Well, you know, that's the first actual story I'm because I always thought about that. These things could catch fire.
But jumped on the beds and broke the coils, and of course that
shorted out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, a good thing we don't have those around anymore. Now it's all about sleep number. That's the remember Barbara, the waterbed era when these chiropractors people going, "This is the best sleep for your body. A waterbed is nature's way." And now go find one.
Well, people had to. They couldn't drain them. They couldn't do anything. We had to connect them to a garden.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I had a hybrid, which was water tubes. And it was kind of fun to be on, but she's right. You're not moving that thing.
Plus, they were noisy. They noisy when you laid down. The water still slushing and kept you awake.
Well, Barbara, no, my parents had one. It was one giant bladder.
Baffles.
Oh, no.
Well, Barbara, you're supposed to make noise louder than the waterbed so nobody hears the waterbed.
That's it.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was a weird feeling, too. The first time you ever got on a waterbed with no baffles, just a big old bag of water. Wow, it was weird.
And that was...
And it was never comfortable to me. It was like you were floating on a raft.
No, I never understood because, any movement and you're rocking around on like you're on a boat. But during the Three Stooges on Saturday nights, every commercial break it was, "It's the waterbed store." Yeah, they were a huge sponsor.
"For the rest of your life, it's the waterbed store." And then there was Royal Waterbeds, another big waterbed store. And I mean commercial after commercial and articles about the National Chiropractic Association says that sleeping on a waterbed is the best for your spine. And you're thinking, well, that's it. We'll never use regular mattresses again. We'll just all sleep on. And then gone.
Something. Yeah,
and I think
somebody
what
did
happened
some more
was I think people got fed up with the fact that.
Oh, you'd have a leak. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You had a leak, it better not be a big one or your whole house is ruined. Because this was hundreds of gallons of water. And she's right, filling them up. You run a hose from outside your house in the window and fill up your bed. It's just weird. And then, and this kind of still sounds appealing to me, for a short time, and there weren't many of them, there was like a Jell-O bed. It was a gel, like these things you put in your shoes, you gel. It was like a gel bed. That kind of, I could kind of go for that. Not as sloshy and sloppy, but mushy a little bit.
Did you ever try, did we get to talk about, did you ever try to do it on a waterbed?
Well, Dan, I don't talk about my sex life. Wait, it's because I don't have one. And the answer is no, I never did.
Why? What?
You mean a real one with no baffles, a real one?
Yeah.
That's that. It seems almost like it'd be impossible.
It's crazy. Yeah, it is.
I guess if you're drunk or high or something, woohoo, it's great.
Yeah, because you have the water helping you along with the
motion of the ocean. You got ocean motion.
I stayed with someone, it was out of town. I think I was in Colorado, and they had a water. Here, you stay in this room. And it was a waterbed.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the morning, and I was so hot.
Yes, they were hot.
But it was the sun came in from the window and just started heating that thing up.
It could have boiled the water.
Well, my parents had a heater on their adjustable dial the waterbed, where it would turn up the...
That's right. You could heat the water.
Oh, man.
Wow. Memories. But what would you say, 70s? That was probably the big decade of waterbeds?
Because that was probably the early 80s.
We had two, only because I had an advertiser that sold them. And the advertiser said, I think you should know what you're talking about. So they bring it in. And we never had the, like you're talking about, the full bag of water.
One black.
We had one with baffles and one with tubes, water tubes. And it's just, the mattress business is really interesting to me. Because, you know, one minute it's the foam that molds to your body.
Oh, sure.
And then it's the air. And
pillow tops.
Yeah. What a business. I think in the end, when people get older, they eventually settle, and the last mattress of their life is pretty much the same mattress they had 50 years ago. It's a mattress. Just, you know. And the other thing is the beautiful material that nobody sees. You ever see some of these mattresses?
Oh,
they're spectacular.
Yeah.
And you never see it again. Until you get rid of it.
Until you get rid of it. You don't see. Why not just make it just plain brown?
Yeah, I don't know why you would
wear it. Or just white?
Because if you stain it, in fact, make a mattress print that looks like stains.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kind of yellow and brown.
Brown and yellow splatter.
Yeah. Just skid marks all over it.
There you
exactly.
go.
And that's how it's made. And then when you get rid of it, they don't know if it's the original mattress or if you
it
added,
came like that.
If you added skid marks and stains to it while you had it. Let me talk to Linda. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, making me laugh here.
Well, that's the point of the show, Linda. It's nice to hear from you, Bernice Jr., I guess we could call you. What's going on, Linda?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not doing good in my weight department.
For people who don't know, Linda called us a couple of years ago and let us know she's a small woman. And most people can't relate to this, Linda, forever and ever and ever, has tried to get to her ideal weight of, what was it?
108.
108. Now, what do you weigh now?
100 pounds.
Oh. Was it like a month or two? Oh. You were up to like 102 or 103.
I was up to 106.
Yeah, 106.
And boom, I went right back down again.
So close.
Wow. What changed?
Two pounds away. And then you dropped the 6 pounds into the.
I don't know. There's just. Who knows what's causing this?
Linda, I'm one of the few people who can relate to you. I try to gain weight, and I try to gain weight.
No.
I'm successful.
You made it. You made your goal, though, didn't you?
Beyond my goal.
Well, they say relations burn a lot of calories. Has there been more activity? Yeah.
Now, Peon's on to something here, Linda. Tell the truth. A lot of sex burns calories. Are you doing it a lot?
Well, quite a bit. And... another reason I called you is talking about electric blankets.
Yeah.
Well, I have an electric blanket on my side of the bed, but my husband doesn't.
Well, you don't need one because you sound hot to me. You
I freeze to death at night. Yeah.
He's got to have it so cold because he works out in his heat all day, you know. And boy, I freeze to death. He's got the heat down on about 60 degrees, and I got that blanket up as high as I can get it.
You know what? You might be sweating it off at night and don't even know it.
I might be.
Or you might be, you've heard of sleepwalking? You might be sleep screwing.
Yeah.
You think so?
You could
I
be.
Don't know.
You could be doing it in your sleep and not even know it. How old are you again? What, 71?
And I'm 64.
Oh, you're 64?
Yeah.
Well, you're not very old. You're not old.
No, I'm not old yet.
Now, let me tell you something. You know that, and this is not in any way meant to be negative, you sound older. Some people sound like little children. Some people sound, you sound older. Is that, does that bother you that I say that?
Oh, no, No, I've been told that all my life.
Yeah, so you're like, you remember Walter Brennan? Walter Brennan was an actor who, from the time he was 30, he sounded and looked like an old man, and he made a lot of money like that. So you have always sounded older?
Yes, always. Ever since I was a little kid, I could be 10 years old, and people thought I was maybe 15 or 16.
Now, let's get back to this weight thing, because we can help you here. You want to be 108, and you're down now to 100. And you've admitted that you might be burning a lot of it off having sex.
Yeah, could be.
Would you be willing to cut back on the sex a little bit?
Well, if it'll work, but I my husband, he's kind of, wow, I need a little bit, just a little bit, he'll say, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yes, that's what we say.
Just a little bit to do you, huh?
A little bit to do you. Well, I got news for you. Yeah, sometimes a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, maybe I'm telling you,
Dad. Maybe you need to back it off to just a little bit.
Yeah. But you're still cooking all those great meals, huh? And the weight just won't come on.
No, I just won't. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I eat, but I can't eat a whole bunch at one time.
Are you eating ice cream and stuff? It depends.
Yeah,
on
I'm still eating my 6 candy bars at night.
I'm
still drinking my protein drinks.
Wow.
And
six
they
candy
got
bars.
24 grams of protein in each one of them, and I drink a 32-ounce milkshake every day.
Wow. You know what? You need to come and just hang with me for a week and eat everything I eat. I promise you, you'll get big. Maybe that's what we need to do. So what about your husband? Is he a big guy?
No, not really. Oh, let's see. Maybe he weighs about 190 pounds. Yeah, so.
Okay. How tall is he?
He's about 5'9", 5'10", somewhere in there. Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping us posted on this weight thing. I don't know what to tell you here. When I was about 18, I wanted to gain weight so badly. I used to buy by the case a product called Nutriment or something. It was a weight gaining can like Ensure, and I bought it by the case in chocolates and just drank it and drank it and drank it. And I couldn't gain any weight. I got married. I weighed 145 pounds when I got married. And I could not gain weight.
It was a delayed reaction.
It was really delayed. And, buddy, when it kicked in, it really kicked in. Now,
I always thought when you hit middle age, you're supposed to get that middle age spread. But I don't know. Mine just went away.
Well, I think we need to really, next time we talk, go into this sex thing. Because you're either doing it in so many varieties of positions and exerting so much energy, you're obviously really into it. Maybe you need to be more of a passive sort of just missionary only type person. Let him do the work, and maybe you wouldn't burn this calories off like this.
Okay, we can try that.
All right.
Yeah, maybe get one of those swings.
Who would you say right now puts the most into it when you guys do it, you or your husband?
Well, I think it's about 50-50.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
make it 80-20. 80 for him, and you sit back and enjoy it, maybe.
Yeah.
And then check in with us.
Okay.
She sounds really enthused about that.
I've got to gain some weight. Either way, I'm going to have to go buy all new clothes. My clothes are just rags on me now. They're just totally out of it.
I'm sitting here trying to imagine what it'd be like. Can't gain weight.
Drinking a 32-ounce milkshake.
You know how many
day.
People no hate kidding. You. You know how many people hate you right now.
Hey, have you gone to the doctor and talked to the doctor about it?
Yes, he is about ready to put me in the hospital and put a feeding tube in me. He said, you better start eating.
But you
he
do said, eat.
I know. And he said, most people come to me, and he said, I got a bitch at him to lose weight. He said, you, I'm telling you to eat.
you got some great metabolism. Well, if you don't do what I do, then I'm going to follow you for a week and do what you do, and maybe I'll lose weight, too. Well, maybe one way or the other will make this work. Linda, thank you for calling, and please keep checking with us on this weight thing, okay?
Okay, I sure will. All right. And thanks for talking with me.
Anytime. Thank you, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Doesn't she sound like she's 80, 90 years old?
Yeah.
She's got that, you know, that old, that thing. And that's not a bad thing. It's a great character.
It was like Bernice, though. I mean, she sounds just like Bernice. But...
Yeah. And when I first talked to this
lady. Bernice was probably in her late 60s when she first started calling.
She wasn't that old.
No.
But when she called, it sounded like somebody 89 years old or 90 when she called. They've got that, that loose dentures kind of thing. Landa, don't get mad at me. But I love it. I love it because it's a great character voice. All right, before we break, let's take Eric. He's been holding forever. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Frank. How you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you? What can we do for you?
Oh, well, I just want to tell you, well, first of all, AM and the PM.
That's good. That's good to hear.
But I wanted to tell you and the gang, thanks for providing the best radio entertainment there is out there.
What?
Just because thank you for providing the best radio entertainment there could be.
What? No. What? Okay.
No,
you're welcome.
That's nice, Eric.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
I'm heading north to pick up a car and see my girlfriend up in Chicago, and you guys are keeping me company the whole way.
Well, so the signal's good right up to the south side of Chicago. And let me, are you picking up a car for yourself?
Yes.
That you bought?
Going to buy it. It's kind of a hobby, buy and sell Corvette, stuff like that.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What a great hobby.
Yeah, just, you know, working a little way through college, doing that, whatnot. I bought my first one at, I was 17 years old, and bought a 77 and getting ready to buy another 77.
Wow.
So,
good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
But well, have fun.
Just been listening since my grandpa had you on the radio in the car picking me up from grade school and still listening to today.
I hate to ask this, how old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
It's not as bad as I thought. If he was 47, it would have been different.
If he said me this when I was in grade school, and I just turned 50, that would hurt. That would hurt.
No.
Hey, thanks for keeping us. Where's your girlfriend? Is she with you?
No, she's. I'm going to see her up south side of Chicago.
Now, does she live there?
Yes, she does.
How do you make that work? You're in St. Louis. She's there. How does that work?
Oh, just back and forth, you know, 25,000 miles a year driving from. We went to school in Carbondale, and so back and forth between there, and I'm from Belleville, Illinois, so just back and forth, putting miles on the truck, but it's all worth it.
No, I know what that means. Yeah, yes. All worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Pays off in the end.
Good for you, man. All right, well, listen.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.
Be careful. Thanks for keeping us with you, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's well worth it. Now, my wife is in Belleville, too, but I was only in Fairview Heights, so it was, like, you know, 12 miles away or something. It wasn't that big a deal. Let's go to we'll break eventually. We'll get to it. This is Scott. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Frank?
Fantastic. What's going on?
I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you were talking about the electric blankets. When I was a kid, my mom and dad had an electric blanket, and they had a dual control.
Right. Yes, we had one.
Okay, yeah. Well, my mom and dad told me, after the fact that it happened, we were around at a family get-together or whatever, and my mom and dad started laughing. They were talking about this electric blanket. When my dad woke up, my mom had changed the bed and redone the bed. Well, she had connected the wires backwards.
So his control was on her side, her control was on his side.
Right. My dad says, man, he says, I woke up and I was just hot as hell. He says, so I reach over and turn it down a little bit. My mom says, you know, I woke up and I was just freezing. So I turned it up a little bit.
And he turned his
down. Yeah. So they did that, I don't know how long, through the night, so they finally figured out what was going on. But that was my electric blanket story.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody misses electric blankets.
Yeah.
Cords hanging everywhere. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. You too. Bye-bye. Hey, it's phones. Phones are going crazy. We have to take a quick break. Do you get John? You getting him?
Not today.
Oh, not today.
No,
I take care of this. That's right. What am I thinking? I'll take care of this one. And then we'll do a quick break. We'll come back. So please hang on. I love talking to people. This is the only show where we talk to people as much as we can, and we're the ones getting entertained, I think. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, I know you know that name. If you listen to the show, there's no way you cannot know that name. For 55 years, they have been sitting in the same spot, the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Now, it's one of those places, kind of like Pistols Plus, where you pull up, there's much more to it than you realize when you pull up to the building. It's one of those things that kind of goes on and on and on. And then there's the part you can't see, the lots that they have. That inventory is about 1,000 cars. You don't see 1,000 vehicles when you pull in off 270. You might be looking at, I don't know, 200. Oh, they have more. They have plenty. So what you're looking for is probably on that lot. And if it's not, they'll get it for you. And the same goes for the pre-owned. If they don't have something pre-owned that's exactly what you want, they'll get it. They'll find it. They have ways. They're connected. They have networks and they deal with each other and swap with each other. And then, of course, they go to these auctions. And then they go to the auction knowing, having in their pocket a list of things they're looking for. And on that list will be what you're looking for. And if it's there, they'll find it. And they'll call you and say, hey, we found it. Come take a look and see what you think. And then, of course, you can go online. Now, I'm not an online shopper. I do go online and look at cars because I'm addicted to cars. So I'll go online and look. But I've never really bought that way. I prefer to go in, and I like making the deal. Most people don't, but I do. And I'm not a guy who go, well, you got to knock another 100, and then you got to knock another 50. It's not a charity. They're there to make money. And their prices are very competitive. So when you go to Johnny Londoff, if you go in with the idea that I'm going to beat them down, you don't have to. They'll give you a price. They know what the other dealers are selling Equinoxes for and Silverados. They know exactly what they're selling them for, which means they know they have to match or beat that price. They have to. You don't have to make them do that. You'll get a reasonable deal. But here's the other thing you're going to get. The Londoff love, Johnny likes to call it. And I know that sounds a little corny, but he calls me at home, and he'll call me when I'm on the road, and he'll have somebody in his office, and it might be in the evening, and it might be in the morning one day. And they're listeners, and they're loyal, and they're AM and the PM, and he calls me and he asks me if I'll say hi to him. Of course I will. Of course I will. And if that's what you want to do when you buy a car and you get in his office and go, hey, I'd like to let Frank know that we, yeah, you bet. You're not going to find that stuff at any other dealership that I know of. Johnny Londoff, 24/7 at Londoff.com. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now and check in with Jim Weiland.
Dan, you've got a stall tractor trailer on westbound 44 between 141 and Antire. It's on the left shoulder, but that's causing a slowdown as you go through the area. Westbound 40 heavy at Hampton, slow again between 270 and Mason, and northbound 55, you're slow south of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by BP. Fuel your next journey with BP gasoline with Invigorate, the high-quality gas you can depend on. You have places to go. Let them worry about getting you there. Visit BP today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Well, it's gumball season again. And if you have gumball trees, you know exactly what I mean. Wouldn't it be great if you could keep those gumballs from falling out of the tree in the first place?
You can do that?
No, not really. But that would be really cool. But that's not what this commercial is all about. This commercial is about getting rid of those gumballs once they're on the ground. For that project, they're going to need a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. While the nut wizard won't keep the gumballs from falling out of the trees, it will help you clean them up off the ground. The nut wizard is a long-handled tool. You just roll it over the gumballs on the ground to pick them up. When the nut wizard is full, you just empty it into your favorite receptacle. So don't break your back bending over to pick up those gumballs one at a time. Stop by Schnars and pick up a nut wizard.
A who?
A nut wizard. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
Planning a party? Yo Dog Catering is the premier catering service for any party. When you're looking for a hot dog cart for your event, remember, you can't beat our wiener. Whether working downtown, heading to a ball game, checking out a local festival, or looking to cater a business event or private party, Yo Dog wants to be your dog. Serving great all-beef hot dogs, brats, Italian sausage, let Yo Dog pleasure your palate. Special catering menus are also available. Call Yo Dog for pricing at 314-745-2737.
For four generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large out-of-town conglomerate groups. Local restaurants do business with Kuna, St. Louis's premier local vendor, at kunafoodservice.com.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Stop by AutoZone for great deals on Pennzoil, now through July 27th.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Richmond Kickers on Saturday, July 11th at 7:30, presented by Electrical Connection. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
It's summertime, and that means Menino's Market in Cottleville for all of your meat for your backyard barbecues and pool parties, not to mention the homegrown produce arriving every single day, the sweet watermelon, the honey rock cantaloupe, sweet corn, and so much more. For catering, meninosmarket.com, but for everything else in store, Menino's Market in Cottleville, Highway N and Motherhead. Summer parties, catering, beef kebabs, chicken kebabs, juicy smokehouse burgers, Menino's or meninosmarket.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Larry Connors inviting you to join me for Larry Connors USA, 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
When you're strange.
That is my favorite Doors song.
Out of the rain when you're strange.
Wait, was it a big hit?
No one remembers.
Was it a
this? Oh, yeah.
It was.
Yeah,
when
this was.
All right, Brian's on the phone, and other people, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Brian, what's going on?
Oh, I am in a pan.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I just had an electric blanket story, too. Really ain't a story, but we got an electric bed and electric blanket.
Hold on. Oh, you mean like a hospital bed where the back comes up?
Yep, all that stuff, and it's got heat in it, and control both sides, separate sides.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, you could cook a turkey in it.
Man.
so yeah.
I like to be cold. The reason I never got an electric, and I'm sure people just tune in and go, why are they talking about electric blankets? It's 90 degrees. I don't know.
Yeah.
For some
yeah.
weird reason, I thought of electric blankets and how you never see them anymore. But I'm a cold, I love a cold room, and I don't want to be that warm.
Yeah, I sleep with my one leg out.
And he lost. Uh-oh. We lost him. He fell into self.
Do they still make the Craftmatic adjustable bed?
You know what? Under the name Craftmatic, I don't know. But once in our life.
Art Linkletter, wasn't he?
Very good. Once in our married life, I went to a store and bought that fully adjustable hospital-type bed. It was the worst mistake. She will never let me. This thing was like $2,000, and this was years ago. And I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. It was split down the middle, and you could put
lift your legs up.
Oh, my legs arched up, and your back up, watch TV.
Was it not comfortable?
No.
Really?
No. It seemed like it would be.
Yeah.
But when you're lying there watching TV, and you kind of bring it up under your knees, you go, oh, this is great. Then when time comes to go to sleep, you can't ever get it like a real bed. It's always something.
Yeah.
I don't know, lumpy. It was a horrible mistake. I've made a few of those where just impulsively I go, man, this is a great idea.
Hey, Brian's back. He lost his signal, he said.
Right, where is he? Which
he's
one?
Right there.
Right here?
Six.
What does that mean, six, right? Brian, we got you back.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm out here trying to feed pigs, and I disconnected. But anyway, hey, when I was on hold, I was just the one you're advertising. And
anyway,
it was a hot dog commercial that said, you can't be our wiener. Have you heard that commercial on your show?
I don't approve that kind of talk.
No. It used to be you can't beat our meat commercial, yeah. But now they're doing you can't beat our wiener.
Well, we put
our
foot down and we said no more of that. And then they came back with can't beat our wiener. So now we're going to have to put our foot down again. That is filthy. Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah, I stand outside of a building there, the people mowing, they're looking at me. I'm over there laughing, you know. What in the world is going on?
Well, they're the losers, not you. They're not listening.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Brian.
One more question.
Sure.
I'll leave you alone.
Sure, no.
Back in 1990, what station would you have been on then?
In 1990, I would have been on Kix 104.
Yep.
That's what I thought, because I used to run Chicago, and I tried to delay my load so I could listen to you most of the way up.
Delay your load.
I have that kind of talk.
What the hell?
Yeah, he got excited during the show.
So he's with a woman, and he's just about ready, and our show comes on, and he delays his load.
You're filthy, Brian.
You are. What do you mean talking about you can't beat our wieners and listen to you?
Man.
Yeah. Well, you take your nothing past you guys.
You're feeding the pigs, huh?
Hey, we appreciate the call, and thank you for listening, too.
See you later.
And thanks for listening since 1990, did he say, or 91.
Yeah.
It's a long time. This would be Mark. Mark, how are you?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you perfectly. What's going on?
Good, good. The other day, you guys were remarking about the old restaurant chains that had gone away.
Yes.
And I wanted to call in then, just didn't have the time. But I was thinking about it, and it reminded me of a story I heard from a friend of mine who was a mechanic for the robotic machines at Chuck E. Cheese pizza shops.
Yeah.
Well, he was working late one night, and what he told me was he was repairing these machines, and they have microphones within the robots themselves that speak, but they also have receivers that listen so the operators can respond to what the children want when they talk to the toys, the robots.
Okay.
Well, he is sitting at the controls of this robot behind a one-way glass, and he's watching this couple having a conversation. The place is nearly closed, and the last one's in there, and the woman says to her man, when we get you home, I'm going to give you the best Monica that you've ever had.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what he said.
They obviously weren't married. and they don't know the gorilla or whatever, and Chuck E. Cheese can hear all this. Somebody's back there listening.
And he flipped on the mic and said, "At Chuck E. Cheese, we don't talk like that." So the woman was in tears, and the guy was too. She was crying, and he was laughing.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'm just trying to imagine what kind of woman says something like that.
Right, I
get you home, That's a lucky guy.
Well, especially after splurging for Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a good point. Usually if you take him to Chuck E. Cheese, you don't get anything.
No.
Mark, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
take
the
care.
Call. Bye-bye.
All right.
What happened today? The phones are crazy. From the minute we came on, the phones have been going crazy. We have Rich, one of our longtime like charter listeners. Rich, the truck driver, where are you?
DuPont, Illinois, sitting in a rail yard.
Yeah, I know where it is. What's going on?
Well, first off, as always, I am at MPM.
Yeah. For years and years and years. We appreciate it.
You're just talking about the electric blankets a little while ago and how they used to were prone to catching fire and all that. It just kind of brought back a memory from when I was a kid, had an electric blanket on my bed, and, of course, you're always using them in the wintertime, and it's dry, generally dry in the house, and you get all those, you know, the static charge, touch a doorknob and shock yourself. And if you had fuzzy sheets and blankets or something, if you kind of moved them and rubbed them around in the evening, at night, especially if the lights were off in the room, you could see the little static sparks, you know, going back and forth between the sheets. I don't know if anybody's ever
I don't know what kind of motion you were doing there to make the sheets spark. I never made sparks fly. Wow.
But I had this old electric blanket that was on my bed, and I started noticing some sparks. So I went and told my mom about it, and she's like, oh, it's just drying the house and static electricity, because we had handmade Afghans and stuff like that that would, you could actually see the static electricity. You could see the sparks come off of them whenever they would build up a charge and then discharge.
Right.
She's like, oh, it's just the static in your sheets. No big deal. Don't worry about it. Several nights of this went on, and then finally I was saying enough about it that finally got her to come in the room and look at this blanket, and sure enough, it was sparking, and it wasn't static electricity. Some of the wires inside the blanket had broke, not enough that it wouldn't work, and not so much that it was shorted out, but just enough that it would start to throw sparks as the wires would get close enough together again to kind of make a connection.
Your mom should have been charged with child abuse.
Well, if you'd ever tasted her cooking, you don't know how right you are.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Oh, she's not listening.
Wow.
No, she's not listening. There is a reason I was only 160 pounds when I graduated high school.
Man, I was out of high school, I guess, about 140, 145, same as when I got married, because 4 years later I got married, 3 years later. Yeah, what do you weigh now?
195.
No, you still held it down pretty well.
Yeah,
I'm not too bad for middle 40s and 195, 6'4". I'm not too bad, especially for an old lazy truck driver.
Oh, man, 6'4". You see, not heavy at all. That's 6'4". You're lean and mean. Hey, we appreciate the call, as always.
All right, well, it was my pleasure.
Thank you, Rich. Yeah, if I think about that, I start getting depressed. 145. That's unbelievable. I'd like a 32-inch waist or something. So since I've been married, I have gained 100 pounds. I don't want to be 145 again. That was too skinny.
Yeah, no, that is too skinny.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Boy,
I was skeletonic. That's a word I made up. I should be 200, 210 maybe. But not today. Let's see. We got time for anything else. Let's do some business so we won't get behind and we'll stay. I got a great email this morning from R. Ash Amini. R. Ash Amini is the Amini, as in Amini's down in the valley. Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Thank you. Thank you so much. And he said that in the last 2 weeks, there were two AM and the PM customers who came in there and each dropped over $10,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're obviously outfitting man caves or something, and I don't know who those listeners are, but thank you for that, and thank you to those of you who go in there and spend $500, and thank you to those who spend, whatever. Now, here's something that's interesting. We had this was my idea, and I told Mr. Amini, I said, this will get some people in here, and they'll see the place, and it'll be fun. And that's the pinball thing, where you go and you play one game of pinball. I'm going to tell you how many people actually played the pinball machine. How many people played? It takes about 3 minutes to play. And their scores were taken down. We have the top five. I think three of the five have already come back to play. So soon we'll have our winner. But wait till you hear the number of people. 33. That's it. 33 people. Now, what's really interesting is lots of people went into Amini's, but lots of people said, nah, I don't want to play pinball. Now, I don't get that.
I know. I don't,
no,
I
for
don't
maybe
get
a,
it. For
a,
maybe a $500 gift certificate.
A one in, yeah, 30 or 40 chance.
So the lesson is the five were five out of 33. They had a one in six chance to be in the top five because of all of you who went in and didn't walk over and play the pinball game. And that's your choice, and I just am glad you went in. But I there's certain things I'll never understand. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you've never played pinball. Maybe you're afraid, like I would be if I went to throw baskets, that I know I'm going to look like horrible and I'll embarrass myself. It's a pinball machine. Most people, they all play about the same. But thank you for going in either way. And soon we'll give you the name of the winner of the $500 gift certificate. And I certainly the number two person that came in second, which is a $200. And then third is a $100 gift certificate from Amini's. It is the copper-domed round building that looks like a miniature stadium. You cannot miss it in Chesterfield Valley. And nobody, nobody anywhere around here has the collection of patio furniture of the quality they do. And they're redoing the upstairs. So right now, when you go in, you can get some tremendous... They are selling things for half what they were selling it for because they're remodeling upstairs. I'm not kidding. The price tags are half on a lot of this stuff what they were. So get in and find out what they're moving out because nothing in there is junk. It is all first-quality merchandise from the pinball machines to the pool tables to the rugs to the lighting, the Jaffe lighting upstairs. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got two crashes. The first one northbound 55 at Arsenal blocking the right lane. The other one southbound 55 south of Arsenal blocking the right lane. You've got a bit of a backup each direction there. Still working with that stall between 141 and Antire on the left shoulder, but traffic is jammed back approaching Bowles. And this report brought to you by PSCMetals.com. Get the free PSC Metals VIP card by August 13th and get entered into a win $250 gas card. PSCMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, and traffic.
To get you to and from work.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University